Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Women's Tennis. After the Tigers closed non-conference action, splitting a pair of matches in Florida last weekend, the Tigers will open Southeastern Conference play this weekend at the Yarbrough Tennis Center. Auburn will host Kentucky and Vanderbilt. Joined now by Auburn interim head coach Lester Cook. Coach, a couple thoughts about the two matches that the Tigers played in Florida, the loss to Pepperdine and then the win at South Florida.
Yeah, February was an extremely tough month for us. Lots of travel, lots of matches. Just going into this, we were hoping we can, end it with two wins. But we had some good momentum going into the Pepperdine match. Great practices, good spirits. And on match day, the conditions were terrible. I mean, extremely windy. I mean, honestly, maybe even should have gone indoors. It was so windy. And it's not an excuse. Obviously, it's windy for both teams. But they were a really scrappy team and actually handled the wind pretty well, better than we did. It looks like, it was a 6-1 loss. But, I mean, it was so much closer than that. Just like every match this year, I really feel like we've had a chance to win every single match. And that's the perspective I'm trying to share with the team. We're not at our best. We've been going through a lot. Like, we're still right there with even the number one team in the country to the number five team. Every single match we could have won. So trying to stay positive and learning from those matches, because ultimately we're working towards, SEC title, NCAA championship. So this is all great experience, early in the year, and now we're going to learn from it. I couldn't be happier to, be home next couple of weeks and get into SEC play. And for USF, we did a good job of learning from, mistakes we made against Pepperdine, and the girls came out and they did a great job taking care of business. 7-0 victory always feels good, when everyone gets a win, get some confidence. And so hopefully we'll keep that going into this weekend.
All right. Before we preview Southeastern Conference play, Coach, relatively new to the women's program at Auburn, let's just find out a little bit about Lester Cook and your background. I know you and Coach Reynolds played a lot of tennis together on tour. So give us a little bit of your background and what brought you to Auburn.
Yeah, it's funny, spending time with Bobby, we started playing against each other in college. Actually, I went to Texas A&M. I don't love talking about myself, but I'll give you the stats. I was a 3-time All-American at Texas A&M. So we actually lost to Vanderbilt when Bobby was there in round of 16 NCAAs.
He doesn't remind you of that, does he?
No, just every day, not too much. I traveled on tour, played for about 8 years, played a lot with Bobby. I got to top 200 ATP singles and doubles. And then I traveled with WTA players, Sloane Stephens and Madison Keys, who are both top 10 in the world. So got some great experience working with women, traveled with some men as well. And then did private coaching and, just through the years, kept in touch with everybody, and Bobby let me know about a position in Auburn, and I couldn't have been more excited to join the program.
All right. The new rankings will be coming out today. Auburn expected to be 11-12. Auburn was 11, maybe drop one spot to number 12. As tough as February was, and your squad is 6-5 now, why that still says a lot, the fact that Auburn will be somewhere in the top 15. As you guys get ready for SEC play.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It sounds like, almost a 500 record, but, if I think about it real quickly, both two losses were both the number one teams in the country, maybe number five or six. I think all of our losses are top 10 in the country. So no bad losses, all tough ones, but still haven't really even reached, gotten in our stride yet. So that's a good thing.
All right. As you get ready now for the start of SEC play, are you settled with regard to your lineup at this point?
We're getting a much clearer picture. I'm not one to just, stick with one way, like whoever's feeling better, whatever's happening, I'll I'll give chances, opportunities to everybody who's playing well and deserves it. But I think that our doubles, we've really done a better job of mixing up the teams and you know, pretty much winning the last, almost against Pepperdine. But, you know, the last three or four matches, we've done a great job of winning doubles point. Super happy with that. And singles, you know, we're pretty close to having it lined up. I'm happy with how everyone is.
All right. Tigers open SEC play on Friday at 3 against Kentucky. It's employee appreciation match. Chick-fil-A sandwiches. I guess you didn't know. and then on Sunday, the Tigers host Vanderbilt at noon. It's Kids Day, Auburn sunglass giveaway on Sunday. Coach, let's talk about the start of SEC play now. What do you know about the two teams that you'll be facing this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it's always great, you know, when it's SEC play, so it means a little bit more. We're doing our scouting in the next couple of days. Both, you know, Vanderbilt's doing great. They're, you know, probably 20-something in the country, so never can take that lightly. But it's something that I've been trying to teach the girls and stay consistent with is it doesn't matter who we're playing. You know, if you can stay within yourself, control what you can control, do what you do best, doesn't matter who you're playing. You know, if you hit your spots, if you play like you should play, you know, you're going to be fine and you're going to do well. So I'm trying not too much to focus on who we're playing. I'm trying to focus on ourselves, trying to get us in a great spot and then you know, see where the chips fall.
What does it mean for this team to be home now for a while? You guys have spent a ton of time on the road. What will it mean to be at home at the Yarbrough Tennis Center?
Yeah, I mean, it'll mean a lot. I said it earlier, but February was really, really tough. So, you know, have next two weekends here and just, you know, littler trips, you know, here and there for SEC. I really do feel like we're going to start getting our rhythm and start playing our best tennis coming up here.
Coach, thank you for the visit today. Wish you all the best this weekend. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers interim head coach Lester Cook on This Week in Auburn Women's Tennis.